Now we're going to switch to Barb Traylor of the, I just accidentally, let me see, what am I doing with this screen of mine? Ask to unmute Barb Traylor. I have asked to unmute her, but maybe it hasn't. There we go. Barb Traylor, hello to you. How are you?
Hi, Phil. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
It's a delight to see you. I missed you in September. September's passed. We had a lot to do together, and not this last.
Yeah, absolutely. I sure missed being in person at festival as well.
So Ask an Expert Winter Series. I realized going through emails and the website that we're getting into it after it's begun a bit, but still it is not too late, is it?
Oh, not at all. No, it's a series of eight, and we've only been through two of the interviews. And of course, if people want to buy the season pass, they can see them at their leisure and the past ones as well. And so this week, coming up this Wednesday, is Jamie and B.N. Gifford, who are quite notable sailors that are down in Mexico right now. So we'll be getting a live check-in from Mexico, which I'm really looking forward to.
I was wondering about that. They are actually in Mexico, and they will be coming to us live. How do they do this? They have satellite phone or something like that?
Yeah, we're doing another tech check today, and their satellite phone is spot on. So I'm not sure what their connection is, but she said they had really good Wi-Fi, so I'm not really sure.
So as I go over the series and look at it, I see two things going on. One, especially with one particular March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, interesting set of presentations, but there's a bit of entertainment. I would say that would be the case this week as well, and information. Is it a worthy observation that you're emphasizing both? You want people to enjoy, but they'll learn as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we really just tried to get a good mix and some people that people don't often see. And so like Jamie and Bian, they're quite popular writers for Cruising World, and they did a couple talks at the Seattle Boat Show. But they're very prolific. They do coaching, so they're just really good at speaking. They're fun. But getting Ernie Baird and Diana Talley for the March 17th, I mean, they're fantastic local legends, but they never do this kind of thing. So trying to pull in people that are less common to the stage is really fun.
And I know from the radio stage, at least, both Ernie Baird and Diana Talley. And in fact, I also know Diana Talley from She Tells Sea Tales. And that will be a monumentally delightful event on the 17th of March. What are they going to talk about?
They are going to talk about, they created this topic, when to go fast and when to go slow, like when it's okay as a boat builder to, skip the measuring and when to measure it three times. So that's kind of the genesis of their idea. And they're looking forward to bringing that to us. As veteran boat builders, they wanted to do something that might be really helpful to younger boat builders.
And there are, in fact, quite a number of younger boat builders around. And Ernie, I imagine, has mentored some. I know Diana has mentored many, especially women. Diana being one of the total full-service shipwrights when she was working. She's now retired, but remarkable full-service pioneer for women in the boat business around here. But also
absolutely,
just a delightful person. How about Andy Stewart and Paul, I'm going to say Beaker, they are going to design with us a day sailor, or just explain how they designed a day sailor?
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with Paul and Andy. Paul's quite a famous, he's a very big, famous up-and-coming, maybe not even up-and-coming. He's kind of all the rage right now in boat designers, designing the fast ferries. And so he's got a real modern edge. And Andy is a very traditional, more traditional, I should say. So they thought it would be fun to take people through design concept and walk people through the process of how they can do that from having an idea in your head to sailing it a year later. Because they just did a design this last year and did that for a client, and they said it was really rewarding. So they're pretty excited about that.
So is it possible that if I were to attend this day of your series, this presentation of your series, that I might be able to start conceiving my own design for the boat that I've dreamed of when I no longer want to have a boat in the boat haven, something I can put on a trailer?
I think that was their intention, yeah.
Daniel Doggett, her adventure down in, I believe, Costa Rica is really notable.
Oh, Yeah, she's just incredible, incredible person. And if you haven't been to see her, it's Sail Cargo is the name of their business and Seba is the name of the boat. So we refer to them as all of the above, but she's really an unbelievable woman. And I'm so inspired by her, their whole concept down in Costa Rica. I get chills thinking about it. She just blows me away with how they're in their building this largest sail cargo ship in the world. They are also educating and teaching English to the local community. You know, like they really are doing a sustainable business project. And the other thing that's amazing is the tree planting that they're doing. And I can't speak intelligently about it, but she can. It's Costa Rica has the strictest rules, which is brilliant, about how to forest in a sustainable way. And so like they're planting thousands and thousands of trees for every tree they take, and not just planting them and, you know, like walking away. It's like, no, they're really taking ownership over, you know, reforesting. And so it's really exciting. It's not just about their project. It's really about being an amazing company doing sustainable things.
And so your Ask an Expert winter series actually began 2 weeks ago, actually a month ago, come to think of it. But Wednesday this week, one in the series, and then every other Wednesday until it looks like the early part of April. How does one sign up? How does one find you and the tickets and so forth?
You can go to our website, the Wooden Boat Festival website. This is what we're considering kind of an extension of the festival. So you just go to www.woodenboat.org. And it's under Ask an Expert series, under activities, I believe. So, yeah, we'd love to have you. We've had, you know, quite a few people, and it's really a fun casual. You get to ask your questions. You know, if you've really ever wanted to communicate with these people, this is much easier than elbowing your way to the front of the presentation room at festival.
I think it'll be fun to harass Ernie and Diana, but I don't think I will do that. It also will be fun to talk to the folks in Mexico, and I'm tickled that that is a possibility. So at your website, sign up tickets for the whole series or individually, I believe, can be bought. True?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can just buy one ticket or you can buy one for the whole series.
Okay. Barb Traylor is also very much associated with Wooden Boat Festival. She's, in fact, the director. I've always given you the wrong title. Director, is that correct, or is it something else?
This is 10 years.
Okay, well, it is maybe the first time I've ever given you the correct title. What are you thinking, Barb? What are we going to do? Are we going to have a festival?
Oh,
what would it
man.
Be like?
I've worn my crystal ball out. And what I can tell you is we're going to have a great festival pretty much no matter what. And whether it's in person or only virtual or a little bit of both. So we're planning for about 55 scenarios as of this morning.
Well,
so we're going to be and it's going to be great no matter what we're able to do. We're going to do everything within our capacity. How about that?
Well, under normal circumstances, Barb, you would have been planning for the 2021 festival the day after the 2020 festival ended, which you really can't do. You have to, as you said, 55 might be a bit hyperbole, but a whole bunch of scenarios. This is really a PIA for you, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, I wish I could tell you. Yeah, what's really sad is we had several, I've been working on my themes multiple years in advance. So I had our themes, I was working with sailing canoes, trying to get the Hokulea was destined to come, the Draken was destined to come. You know, we had all these, the years were just lined up, and so the pandemic has really messed us up in that way.
Barb Traylor, we have 10 seconds for me to say thank you very much, and actually, goodbye. It's been fun. Good to see you again.
Okay.
This has been Attention Please on KPTZ in Port Townsend. Next week, the host will be Larry Stein. I don't know what he has planned. I'm Phil Andrus.